This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9:55, up 4 3/4 on the open. July, 9:59, up 8 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9:07, up 11 1/4 on the open. July, 9:24, up 12 1/2. December, 9:53, up 13. July of 2009, 9:34, up 14 on the open. May corn opened at 6:07, up 1 on the open. July, 6:20, up 1/2. September, 6:27 1/2, up 1. December, 6:26 1/2, up 1 1/4. March of 2009, 6:34, unchanged. May, 6:38, up 1/2. July, 6:39 1/2, unchanged. September, 5:96, up 6. December, 5:80, up 2 1/4 on the open. May beans opened at $13.83, up 3 on the open. July, $14, up 3. August, $13.82, down 3. Your harvest month, November, $13.03, up 3. January of 2009, $13.14, up 1. March, $13.25, up 3 on the open. May soybean meal opened at $3.48.80, unchanged on the open. July, $3.53.30, down 30. May soybean oil open at $62.40, down 12 on the open. July, $63.35, up 8. August live, make that April live cattle, open at 89.65, up 17 1/2 on the open. June, 91.60, up 2 1/2. April feeders open at 120, up 5 on the open. May, 104.15, up 20. May lean hogs open at 71.80, up 15 on the open. June, 74.45, up 35. And May bellies opened at 79 even, down 95 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
I know. It just feels like it's the afternoon.
Gorgeous day.
It is a gorgeous day, and it looks to me like the market wants to take a pause in here, not doing a heck of a lot off the opening bell today.
Well, the world commodity markets are starting to hear the word world inflation, both in food and energy. Yesterday morning, the Secretary of Agriculture, Ed Schaefer, was in the bond pits of the Chicago bond room, and they interviewed him. And, you know, he's a very articulate man. He's very well aware of all the major problems. They did ask him about opening the CRP up to help control energy and food costs in the U.S., and basically, it's a next year project for him. He very much aware of the situation and also wants the new farm program passed, farm bill. But in the meantime, we see this energy push. We hear a lot of concerns about the demand for corn, soybeans, and wheat in the United States and the world, and the market continues to be very strong.
Schaefer's estimate yesterday was 1 million CRP acres coming out this year, 4.5 million next year. And then he prefaced his comments by saying if you took all of those acres and put them into corn, he thought the corn market might only move 20 cents. Is that about right?
Well, we think that a couple things here, that you know, the argument that CRP acres are being subsidized and it is profitable to raise corn and soybeans and wheat in the country, and the demand's there, and of course it's a gradual release and not a full-fledged release because, you know, I think there is about 30 million acres that's in the CRP. I think that the big thing here is that major concern here on the corn, for example, most of the people feel that we are going to see a $6 to $6.50, and if there's weather problems, $6.50 to $7 commodity. In the meantime, the question is that the smart money knows that we just don't have enough acres here, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing this underlying strength in the corn and soybeans to the extent we are.
When will the next window of opportunity for planting this corn crop be, and what do you anticipate numbers might reflect when that window closes?
Yeah. Well, when we talk to the seed industry, the larger farmer, the better quality soil possibly is going to plant some more, and their best guess when I talk to some of the people in the seed industry is about 1 million to 1.5 million acres extra. The window of weather, my key meteorologist says it's a wet week starting here Thursday, Friday time frame, 1/2 to 1.5 inches, more rain next week. The idea that the winter wheat area of the west is going to also receive some good rain is very beneficial for the growing area in the west. And I think it is that better forecast is putting a lid on wheat rallies at this time. I think the big question is how will the market react in early May, Dave? And I think it's only a question of time, that there will be a lot of corn planted in May. It does sometimes wait that long to get planted. But historically, sometime between April 25th and May the 10th is an ideal time to plant. And with this new high-tech farming operation we have, a lot of acreage can go in the ground at that time.
Well, let's look at this a little bit closer. Let's say for the moment that by the end of the first week of May, NASS reports that less than 50% of the national corn crop is in the ground. Does that spike these prices or not?
It could, very definitely. And the market doesn't have the luxury of having any elbow room for error. Now, the argument is that with this new triple-stack corn and the new quick plant, so to speak, and the better tiled central Illinois ground and Iowa ground, does have the yield boost power, and we could be looking at a new plateau. But we have to see kind weather and plenty of opportunities of summer precipitation for that all to go to a new plateau as far as yields are concerned.
In the soybeans, we saw crude oil making new contract highs today above 114, has backed off that a little bit. The U.S. dollar is significantly down today. Usually that's a recipe for soybean prices being a little bit firmer. Not the case today. Makes me wonder, given that and the technicals that we're seeing, whether or not the legs of this market is just about run its course.
Well, the crude oil is very strong, and the reports yesterday that the Russians' oil production is actually getting smaller in the world is a factor. And these high crude oil prices, of course, is hurting the U.S. economy big time. As far as the soybeans are concerned, if we do have wet weather, there's an acreage factor, acreage boost there. Also, there's this general idea that we do have a bin-buster crop in Argentina and Brazil. There does seem to be some talk about some progress being made with the Argentine farmer and the Argentine government, but in the meantime, the bean demand in the world and bean oil demand, veggie oil demand seems to be tremendous. These sell-offs it just hasn't occurred yet, a major sell-off and one that would get the market's attention. The other thing that I think that it's very appropriate to mention here, a late-planted corn crop usually means a delayed-planted bean crop, and yields go down there as well.
And given also the fact that a lot of these beans are coming on after wheat acreage, I suppose keeping that national average around the 40 to 41 might be quite a trick.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is, when I talk to the farmer in the south half of Illinois, they planted a lot of wheat on corn stalks, and they're going to plant beans on the double crop. They do have, they're very optimistic about this type of deal, and it's going to put a lot of money in their pocket with these higher wheat prices, and we do think that this trend is going to continue about very large wheat acreage, double crop beans, and corn on the bean stubble. It does give them a rotation. It does give them all three commodities a good boost as far as yield and rotation. And with the right type of moisture, it can all work. But there's some big ifs in there. They have crop insurance to help play the game. But farmers are very, very optimistic when you can plant $8, $9, $10 wheat in southern Illinois, because you add that usually tied 70, 80 bushels to the acre, and that's an enormous amount of income for them, and they're very optimistic about their successes, and I am too.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current lead options, May wheat at the Board of Trade at $9, now $8.99 and a quarter, up 3.5. May corn $6.25, up a quarter. May beans $13.79, down one. You're listening to WILO Urbana. The time is 10 o'clock Central Time.